This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Russia claims to have captured Mariupol in southeastern Ukraine after a nearly three-month siege that leaves over 20,000 civilians feared dead. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Russia's defense minister Sergei Shoigu declared what he called a complete liberation of Mariupol and of the Azovstal steel plant in the port city. The plant was the last stronghold of Ukrainian resistance. There was no immediate confirmation from Ukraine. Russian state media claimed over 2,400 Ukrainian fighters who had been holed up in the steel mill had surrendered. As they surrendered, the troops were taken prisoner by the Russians, and at least some were taken to a former penal colony. Others were said to be hospitalized. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says victory in his country's ongoing war with Russia will ultimately come through a diplomatic settlement. He made the comment in a TV interview late on Friday. U.S. President Joe Biden and South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol have signaled a stronger military posture amid a series of recent North Korean missile test launches and a potential nuclear test. The president said at a news conference on Saturday that he and South Korean President Yoon are committed to strengthening the close engagement between the two countries. He said that agreement includes addressing the threat posed by North Korea. Biden is on a first stop of a six-day trip to South Korea and Japan. A new poll shows President Biden's approval rating dipped to the lowest point of his presidency in May, deepening pessimism emerging among members of his own Democratic Party. Contributed to those numbers, only 39% of U.S. adults approve of Biden's performance as president. This according to an AP poll. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison conceded defeat on Saturday after an election. Partial results show the opposition Labor Party is set to end almost a decade of conservative rule. Pro-environment independents may have played a role in the vote's outcome. Partial results showed Morrison's Liberal National Coalition had been punished by voters in Western Australia and affluent urban seats in particular. Labor has yet to reach the 76 of 151 lower house seats required to form a government alone. Final results could take time as counting of a record number of postal votes is completed. Shanghai cautiously pushed ahead on Saturday with plans to restore part of its transportation network in a major step toward exiting a weeks-long COVID-19 lockdown, while Beijing kept up its defenses in an outbreak that has persisted for a month. Shanghai's lockdown since the beginning of April has dealt a heavy economic blow to China's most populous city. It stirred debate over the sustainability of the nation's zero-COVID policy and stoked fears of future lockdowns and disruptions. U.S. officials are warning of a COVID supply rationing, COVID vaccine supply rationing without more funds. AP's Jennifer King has that story.
White House officials have been warning for weeks that the country has spent most of the money set aside for COVID response. Coronavirus coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha is using dire language like rationing and contingency plans to describe what will happen if Congress doesn't approve more funds soon. Tests, vaccines, and therapeutics would become harder to come by as stockpiles are depleted, with new supplies sold overseas before Americans can access them. Vaccines might have to be once again restricted to the most vulnerable. Domestic rapid test manufacturers who ramped up in the midst of the surge are already laying off workers. And Jha says some expect to sell off equipment and get out of the test-making business, leaving the U.S. more dependent on overseas suppliers. The White House said this week the U.S. has yet to start negotiations with drug makers to place orders for an expected fall surge because of the lack of money. Jennifer King, Washington.
A spokesman for Thailand's negotiating team says its just-ended truce with insurgents in the country's deep south was a success. A spokesman for the government's negotiating team told VOA that it hopes to settle the rules of a long-term ceasefire by the end of the year. Ethnic Malay Muslims, rebels in a Buddhist-majority Thailand, are fighting for independence for the country's three southernmost provinces. And recapping our top stories this hour, Russia claims to have captured Mariupol in southeastern Ukraine after nearly a three-month siege that left more than 20,000 civilians feared dead. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.